I'm Carol Hills, and it's The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The term Brexit is all over the news, but now another word seems to be gaining steam. Regret. That's B-R-E-G-R-E-T. Less than a day after the British voted to leave the EU, some of the leavers were hit with the Brexit blues, like folks in the small town of Meriden in the middle of England. Guardian reporter Matthew Engel recently visited the town and spoke with some people there feeling some regret.
It's a much smaller place than Peora or Wichita. It calls itself a village. It's a sort of rather large, straggly village, but its status really derives because it claims to be and has been regarded as the geographical centre of England. And on the village green, there is an old cross, and I mean old, to mark the fact that it's the centre of England. And although it's only 2 hours from London, the fact is it does seem spiritually a very long way from London.
In Meriden, did you talk to some of the leavers and ask them what they were feeling a couple days after the vote?
The next morning is when I spoke to people. It was 6:15 a.m. when I met the first person who told me they'd voted for Brexit and was starting to just wonder whether he'd done the right thing.
Did you sense that some people like that person didn't really understand the implications of their vote?
I think that's true. I think that they tended to treat it rather like some kind of local election or what we call a by-election, you know, a special election, which is a chance to vote against the government and just show them how cross you're feeling without thinking that it's going to have any consequences. And I think a lot of them went in that way. But suddenly here was a case where a vote really mattered. It's like a puppy. It's not just for Christmas. This really is serious. And I don't think they had taken that on board.
Give us a profile of one of the people you spoke with in Meriden that morning after.
My 6:15 man who was walking his dog was intelligent kind of person. He'd worked in quite a senior office job in the motor industry, now retired and pottering about. And he had a lot of genuine grievances, but I think hadn't thought through the implications of what he'd been doing. And it is all rather surprising. I must emphasize that this is not everyone. I met an awful lot of people who were absolutely delighted that we were out of Europe and would vote the same way 100 times over and have felt this way for a long, long time.
I know one of the people you spoke with said this, your head can rule or your heart can rule. I went with my heart. Was this kind of thinking common, do you think?
That was my 6:15 man, I think. Yes, I think it was. There is, of course, this strange mood of voters going on all over the world. You know, you're seeing it in America, showing a general discontent with politics and the way the world is going. People over the last 70 years have been used to life getting better. And for the last 10 years, it hasn't been. We're now seeing a world where we cannot guarantee it's going to be better for our children, which we had always assumed was going to be the case. And I think it was a reflection of this kind of thing, just as you would say that Trumpism is a reflection of the same kind of thinking.
I know Meriden is a pretty homogenous town and it's mostly white, but I know you met two Sikh brothers who worked in a store. What did they tell you about the Brexit vote?
I got to know them a bit before the last election. I said, what are your customers talking about? They said immigration. And they told me they thought Meriden was going to vote leave. And I'm pretty sure that it did by more than the official 56%. I suspect Meriden was much closer to 2 or even 3 to 1. It was also one of the brothers, Cam, who told me at midday, I said, what have people been saying all morning? He said, there's quite a few that are just this little tingle of doubt in their minds. And I think that's now being reflected. We're seeing this elsewhere. It's not to be confused with a massive, oh, what have we done? I think it would have been enough if people were voting today to make it a different result.
Guardian reporter Matthew Engel.